Today, I want to talk about the absolute show that was Woodstock 99. Picture it, it's 1999, and you want to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Woodstock Music Festival. You pay between $150 to $180 for your ticket. You're just planning to have a fun time with your friends for the weekend. Now, this was already set to be doomed. The weekend was well over 100 degrees. Budget cuts were already made when they were dealing with the vendors. So a bottle of water began being sold at $4, and then by the third day of the festival, booths were charging up to $12 for a bottle of water, which is the equivalent to about $23 in 2024. Also, the portable toilets and showers were becoming unusable and were overflowing. So because of this, the men at the festival began to urinate on the side of the toilets or behind the vendor stalls. So with the toilets overflowing, the excrement from those overflowing toilets began to flow into the mud pits and the camping areas, which would then mix with the water from broken pipes. And because it was over 100 degrees this weekend, people would jump into the mud pits and water troughs to try to stay cool in the heat, and they didn't know that they were essentially swimming in piss and shit, which apparently led to many cases of trench mouth and trench foot, which I didn't know much about, and looking into it, it's gross. But you know what? Let's put all of that aside and let's just make the best of the weekend that we can. You still have shows happening. And it's at these festivals that we get some very notable moments, such as Kid Rock remarking on the Clinton Lewinsky scandal, quote, "Monica Lewinsky is a fucking hoe and Bill Clinton is a goddamn pimp." Which, with beautiful words like that, I think would definitely put him in the running to be the Maya Angelou of our time. Immediately from the get-go on Friday, people just begin acting like animals. Rosie Perez was on stage to introduce DMX to the stage, and a bunch of guys were just yelling at her to show her tits. That chant also continued when Sheryl Crow went on stage, with Sheryl responding to the crowd, quote, "You'd have to pay a whole lot more than you paid to get in to see my tits." When The Offspring went on, lead singer Dexter Holland was pelted with a soda bottle, and he was one of the few to actually call out the crowd for just the sheer amount of sexual assault that was happening. After he witnessed numerous women in the crowd being groped, he said, quote, "Just because a girl wants to go crowd surfing, it doesn't give the guys the right to molest them, you know what I'm saying?" He then told anybody who was a victim of sexual assault in the crowd to go confront the perpetrators and, quote, "grab their f***ing balls." The sheer amount of sexual assault that happened at this festival is just disgusting. Eyewitnesses reported that a woman was crowd surfing and then was pulled down into the crowd and assaulted in the mosh pit during Limp Bizkit's set. During Fatboy Slim's set, staff reported seeing a teenage girl being assaulted. And a volunteer also reported seeing a gang rape during Korn's performance. To continue with the madness of the overpriced water bottles, Insane Clown Posse had heard about this, so they taped $100 bills to several beach balls and kicked them into the crowd during their performance, which then caused a lot of madness as the audience fought over the money. A crowd that was anticipating Kid Rock's performance, but then were met with the Hips performance, started pelting the band with bottles. Later in the evening, numerous fans reported witnessing further incidents of SA during both Limp Bizkit's and Metallica's performances. On the final day of the festival, a group of activists had given out candles to those stopping by their booth throughout the day so that they could have a candlelight vigil for the victims of Columbine. And instead, some people decided to use them to start bonfires, which then caught an audio tower on fire. People were tipping over ATMs, they were breaking into trailers full of merchandise, they were stealing food and equipment. Many of the vendors had abandoned their booths and tents completely, to which people set them on fire. Carson Daly had actually been hired by MTV to go cover the festival extensively, however, he was then pelted by bottles, rocks, and batteries frequently, and he had mentioned that the executives from MTV issued a statement to their entire staff that was on site at the festival that the network's parent firm Viacom could no longer guarantee their safety. Three people died during the festival, a 44-year-old man who seemed to have had a heart attack, a 24-year-old who had collapsed in the crowd during Metallica's performance, and a 28-year-old woman who was struck and killed by a car while walking along an access road to leave the concert. 10 state troopers and 2 state police supervisors were reportedly demoted or suspended for their behavior at the festival, and this includes for a prison guard who was charged with sodomizing a 15-year-old girl during riots at the festival. Suspended or demoted for doing that to a child. What a nightmare.